Former Governor Quel Aguer Quel was arrested and detained after a group he belongs to, the People's Coalition for Civil Action, called for nationwide protests and the resignation of President Salva Kiir and his cabinet. Agul Quel Aguer says her father was taken to Promise Hospital on Saturday and has been receiving treatment at the facility, but she has seen little change in his condition.
For the time he was removed, he is better, though he is constantly vomiting and his back is not stopping from hurting. His diabetes is not going down, so nothing is really improved.
Aguer says her father was diagnosed with a liver problem, an infection, high blood pressure and malaria. She says family members have tried to encourage Quel to walk, but he complains of too much pain.
When we are helping him move, he complains of his left leg, which hurts his back. His temperature was constantly 40, and if it drops, it will drop to 39 and rise back to 40. His eyesight, his eyes have turned reddish, and he complains that we do have to do massage on his neck so that he could feel relieved a bit and sleep. He was put on oxygen because he was lacking enough breath, enough to like sometime they do remove it.
Aguer says a few months prior to his arrest in August, her father had gone for a general checkup in Khartoum where doctors found his backbone was disconnected. She says doctors strongly advised her father to return within 3 months for an operation. Otherwise, they said he would become paralyzed. Aguer says her father has already spent 2 months in prison, something that is worrying her.
This is not getting proper treatment where he is right now. Because the proper thing that is supposed to be done is the operation right now. And we're here where he is, they can't do the operation. And that's what is needed. I say so because where he's supposed to get his operation from is Khartoum, from his doctor. Each and every person has his or her own doctor where they believe this person will get fine in this place, right? So this is what we are in. Our dad will get fine when he goes for his operation in Khartoum.
Aguer says her father's detention is not fair at all, considering his age 65. He should have been taken to court immediately so that they understand why he was arrested. But she says no court hearing has been held. She says her father's lawyer is working on his case, but he remains behind bars. Aguer says all she wants is to take her father in for proper medical treatment.
Let them call on the court so all this can come to an end. And we have our dad back home. Take him for proper treatment because nobody would wish seeing the dad passing through such situation. And yet we can treat him for him to get back into his foot.
General Henry Kwanyagwar, Director General for South Sudan National Prison Service, confirms that Quel was taken for medication to the hospital on Saturday, but says he cannot comment further about Aguer because he is not imprisoned.
Let them call on the court so all this can come to an end. And we have our dad back home. Take him for proper treatment because nobody would wish seeing the dad passing through such situation, and yet we can treat him for him to get back into his foot.
Article 64 of South Sudan's Code of Criminal Procedure 2008 states that a person arrested by the police as part of an investigation may be held in detention for a period not exceeding 24 hours for the purpose of that investigation. Quel Aguer has so far spent 50 days in the prison. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.